response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Are you sure this is a good idea? Are you sure they're not selling your information to somebody else? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
You know what?
Yeah.
It works for me, so I'm going with it.
All right.
I don't know what they do with my sold information anyways. So, yeah, I've been like doing AI therapy. Oof. And before you go, though, it's like an app. All right.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean for it to be my therapy. I just kept getting served these ads. I'm like, huh, this relates to me. So I'm going to look at this app. Now, the app costs money. And that's where I guess it's like red flagging for some people that I tell that I'm using this app.
Well,
and they're like, it shouldn't cost you money. I'm like, well.
But if it's charging you, then see, if you're using something for free, then you're the product.
Right.
So if you're paying for it,
yeah,
there's a chance that they're not taking the transcriptions of your conversations and mining them for advertising purposes and selling your data to somebody else.
If you don't know like what this does, it's, you know, it's a lot of just reading. I don't have someone, I don't sit like at a therapist and talk. Like I'm not talking to.
So you're not having a conversation and forth. It's like
correct.
Suggesting resources.
Yes.
Like, you know,
if
you have trouble sleeping at night, read this article from Dr. So-and-so.
It's like, you know, high cortisol. What's going on with your dopamine? Why don't we do some tasks today? What tasks do you want to get done? Why don't you log your mood? Here's a log of, and then it takes my logged moods that I describe everything that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then it gives me suggestions how to get out of that funk. I mean, what?
Okay.
And
so
when there's articles that's like, look, some days you're just tired.
Yeah.
Obviously I got an issue.
Right.
With, you know, with feeling exhausted all the time. It's probably just stinking menopause. Who knows? And the joy of doing things solo. It wants me to take a trip solo.
You make fun of me for doing solo things.
I do.
Yes.
But
see,
it's therapy.
Therapy.
I think my AI therapist is telling me I got to get away by myself for a while.
Does your AI therapist have a name? Do you call it like Dr. something something?
Wait, what did she say her name was?
Oh, it does have a name. And it's a she.
Shante Dent. Right there.
That's your AI. Okay.
Okay. So.
Are you sure that's not a real person who's giving you advice?
Yeah. It's probably just a pre-recorded AI thing. I don't know. It works for me, people.
Okay, whatever.
And it's cheaper than the real thing.
The court of public opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
And if you have a topic for the court of public opinion, by the way, you can follow WBEE on the Odyssey app and you click send a message and you just might end up on the show like Donnie.
Hey guys, I'm hoping to get your advice on something. I'm in a big fight with my best friend right now. And basically, I don't want to be his alibi for lying to his girlfriend anymore. He's not cheating on her, but he is lying to her about something. He says that he's at my place playing cards when he's actually playing cards in an underground card game to try and win some money. He says I'm breaking guy code by not being his alibi. What do you guys think?
First of all, that's a real thing? Underground card games?
I mean, clearly there's some big money going on at these card games.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's tough. That is 585-252-9233. To ask not to be your alibi.
Well, the whole bro code thing bothers me.
It does.
It's not an alibi for something innocent, like he's going out to do something for his girlfriend and surprise her and, hey, can you just cover for
me? Right.
He's flat out lying.
Yeah.
Like, that's not bro code.
Say you're somewhere else, dude.
Right.
I don't want you to say you're at my house anymore. I think that's fair. But then again, I don't know. You're still not going to tell her, though?
You mean Donnie, the guy who left the message?
Donnie.
Oh.
See.
So you think he should be telling the girlfriend what's really going on?
I had a guy cheat on me one time.
Yeah.
And it was later in college. And we hadn't dated for that long. But still, the roommate. You want to talk about guy code. The roommate was like, look, I can't watch him do this anymore. I got to tell you.
Wow.
I didn't even know the guy. And let me tell you, I still to this day thank the Lord that someone was honest, right, that one of his blah, blah, blah guy codes, that somebody was honest, because I was able to bail. I was able to walk. I wasn't. It was so humiliating. How humiliating to this woman that this man is lying.
Right.
So I, not only do I think it's okay for you not to be his alibi, I think you should tell her.
All right.
But it's the court of public opinion, not TJ.
252-9233. What do you think?
Well, if you have a topic for the court of public opinion, follow WBEE on the Odyssey app. Click send a message and you could end up on the show just like Donnie here.
Hey, guys, I'm hoping to get your advice on something. I'm in a big fight with my best friend right now. And basically, I don't want to be his alibi for lying to his girlfriend anymore. He's not cheating on her, but he is lying to her about something. He says that he's at my place playing cards when he's actually playing cards in an underground card game to try and win some money. He says I'm breaking guy code by not being his alibi. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
252-9233. The text messages came in. I was actually shocked that there were people that were like, don't be the one to blow his cover. There was another one that says he should not cover, but not rat him out either.
Yeah, whatever.
So the bro code is real for some people.
Yeah. First of all, I like this text. It says, I think that the girlfriend should be told. How would the boyfriend feel if she was doing the same thing behind his back and lied about it? Plus, this could become dangerous. It's an addiction and it could lead to financial ruins. That's where you got me with the best friend thing.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, he's going down a slippery slope. This isn't even about, like, the relationship with his girlfriend anymore. Like, this is about your best friend.
Well,
just possibly needing some professional help.
Yeah, there was another text that came in that said, being an alibi isn't being a friend, it's being an enabler.
Yes.
Which is, that's true.
Yeah, so, you know what? So far to me, the court of public opinion says, yeah, you are not in the wrong, Donnie.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.